But with the little fizzy bubbles.
That's how we like to start an episode.
Now I gotta drink both of these before the episode. I'm gonna be
crazy.
Anyways, it's okay.
Time to get your giggles out.
Oh yeah, with the Wiggles are leaving and they're going to TikTok. By the way, the Wiggles are on TikTok. A great follow if you're not.
The British boys are back on TikTok.
British boys are back.
Not to be confused with the birds are back.
Yes. And yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
But yeah, anyways, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Yes. Oh,
hey, Matthew. No. How you doing, yes. buddy?
Oh, hi, Jason. I'm great. How are you?
really good. This, in case you're curious, is an episode.
Don't know.
Is an episode of a podcast. We have a podcast.
What?
Yeah, bro. Season 2, episode 47. I was trying to hold it up with my hands. Yes,
I can't even count that high.
Well, hey, you know what?
We're
working on it. Okay, we're gonna get you there. Anyways, I want to welcome everybody into season 2, episode 47 of the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Jason. The other voice you're hearing is Matthew. Matthew, say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
Beautiful.
I've been practicing my intros.
that's always good to hear. I just want to say I'm a little extra motivated today, not for any particular reason, like I woke up and I was ready to make a great podcast, but really I'm just
that's I'm what just, I say every morning.
I'm having a split, not to, you know, this isn't in a particularly braggadocious manner, but
ooh, braggadocious, new word.
But it is in just like a general honesty, and I want to say I'm having a great start to the week. Monday has been a Monday fun day. You love to hear it, you love to see it, you love to you love to live it, man. Live exactly it.
Why is your Monday so fabulous, Jason?
Well, I'll tell you, man, I woke up today and I was just like, you know what? I don't feel like hot garbage. Yeah. I think really what it was, I woke up and the first thing I saw was my phone, my wallpaper.
Let's go. You love to see
it was a great reminder to have the best day ever. And I wanna spread that and share that and I'm trying to think of the word. Pass that on to you, the listener. I want to say, make sure today is the best day ever. And hey, if today maybe is a thank you.
Woo! Our live studio audience agrees.
Thank you always. And if today, you know, is maybe coming closer to an end, don't worry. Tomorrow is a great. Not only is it a great day to have a great day, but it is another great opportunity to make it the best day ever. So go.
That was our kids section of the audience.
Yes, that we separate them for obvious reasons. Anyways, that's my start of the episode rant. Matthew, do you want to get into intro music, or do you want to have a turn at how great of a day you're having?
I may not be having as great a day as you are, but I don't think
anybody is, to be fair.
Just kidding. I love the energy you're giving up. Fun times.
We Christmas are. This spirit. Is the first official episode of December, everybody. Happy,
that means only four
happy
more
holiday
episodes
season.
Left. Happy of, happy holidays.
Of season 2, by the way. I want to reemphasize. I know we.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I know when we talk about this, we tend to have this kind of tone where it seems like things are coming to a close here. But I just want to say, this is only the end of season 2. And if you go back to, I was just listening to it today, so it's right on top of my brain. But if you go back to season 2, episode 1, the first like 4.5 minutes were just us. Well, I mean, we were talking about a couple of things, but one of the things we did was
talking about beans.
Was I said season 1 was the season fun. Season 2 is the season for you, the listener. Season 3, you said, was the season for you and me. So, and then we went on to go all the way to like season 6. So,
yeah, and then we're like, this is stupid. Let's stop.
Well, yeah, that was really funny because I think I said something along the lines of like, yeah, like let's chill out before it like doesn't happen and then it's like dumb or whatever. But anyways, yes. So this is just, I mean, this isn't the end of season 2. we are, yeah, it's over. Bye. See ya.
Goodbye,
no,
guys.
But we are coming to a close here, season 2. But season 3. while it is not inevitable, it's also not the opposite of that, whatever the opposite of inevitable
non-inevitable
is. Yes, like it's not for sure gonna happen, but it's not definitely not gonna happen. Exactly. I would say staking. It's a matter of it's a matter of when, not if. That's the question.
That is the question.
Hear it, EA Productions. Anyways,
EA Productions is our
Matthew, if you have nothing else to share, I mean, really, if I have nothing else to share, big blubber mouth over here. Anyways,
I love your
yes.
energy, though.
Thank you. I'm really trying to bring it. I got so discouraged listening to that first season. I was like, man, we got to step it up. So here I am.
47 episodes later,
it took a total of 57 episodes for me to realize that people enjoy energy when they're listening to podcasts, and by people I mean me. So
let's go ahead and
hopefully you guys, because that's what you're getting. So let's go ahead and keep bringing the energy, and please share what you ever have to share.
Yes,
and
I just have to say,
get into this
one thing before we begin. Shout out to you guys for listening this year. Epic year. It's not done yet. So thanks for the stats.
Great point.
And we've had our biggest day of listenership yet a couple days ago. So thank you for listening. Shout out to Cameron, Isaac, Scooby for hopping on the last couple episodes. Go listen to that. And yeah, your turn.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We don't talk about it a whole lot, but we do really appreciate like every individual listen, because as you all know, you can't get to any sort of milestone without every listen that comes with it along the way. So we appreciate every single one of you for tuning in for however many times you have, whether this is your first time or your 57th time. We greatly appreciate it.
True Randy right there.
And we hope to have you stick around at least for the next couple of episodes. And with that being said, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. This is the best show. I mean, this is really the best podcast. Go ahead. Don't leave us a 5-star review. I want you to leave us a 10-star review. I want you to go leave five
double,
stars.
Double
go
review.
Leave,
it,
leave five stars. Go make another account. Give us another 5 stars.
Okay. Okay.
Just kidding. Listen. Right. That's a lesson. Don't be too greedy. Okay. Accept your 5 stars. With that being said, hit up
5 stars.
Hit up the stars. 1 star for every. Like for our top 5 segment, because that's what
that's
we do.
Facts, yeah.
Matthew, I want you to look at your hands.
Look at your hands.
And look at your fingers. That's 1 finger for every star. Anyways, enough of the fun plug stuff. Obviously, we appreciate you guys. And let's go ahead and get into the intro music before I talk for any longer.
Do you have a rap for this? Because I don't.
I don't have one prepared, but I mean, with the way things have been going.
Dude, your energy right now, why not just send it, baby?
It might happen. It might just happen. It might just come out. Like how Cameron said he had never heard music before till he heard it. Yeah. The same kind of feeling might just come over me. Who knows? It might happen.
Who knows? Here we go. Season 2, episode 47, the Andre Karolinko episode.
Shout out AK.
If you know any other 47s, now your time to plug.
John Lynch. Shout out to you, John Lynch.
All right, here we go. Don't know who you are, but let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Random Talk, best show on the block. Random Talk, episode never stops. Random Talk, episode 47. So good, we could die, go up to heaven. That's all I got.
Hey.
But, yeah.
Water. Let's go.
Anyways.
Wow. Dude, we've been on a rapping rampage.
Yeah, we have. A rapping rampage.
Rampage.
I want to say something really special to start off this episode, even though we've already
been rolling. We've already said something special.
I want to say, everybody, that we... Hold on, I'm pulling out my notes.
We like to take this time to thank our sponsors, Kirkland Signature Water.
Yes.
Yummy.
Thank you for not sponsoring today's episode, right. But for being a potential sponsor in the future. Hit us up,
Season
Kirkland. I want to say that I've got a bone to pick. Okay. Now listen, pick it, I know. Baby. Listen,
pick it again.
I was coming in here positive vibes. I was woo woo woo, you know, rah rah, cheering for everybody. But listen, I got issues, man. I got my gears
come
are
back
grinding.
To come back
and
to
I,
earth.
And I want to say, listen to all you superheroes out there, which I know you're listening.
You are.
I want to say, listen to the Supermans and Batmans and all the others of the world. What's Woman. Good with the capes, bro? What's,
oh, gosh.
What is the... it's cue the sound effect. What's the point?
What's the point?
Right on cue, Matthew, with the sound effect.
Let's go.
Bro. Let's go. But seriously, man.
I'm getting better every episode. Getting faster and quicker.
I don't understand the capes. Now, listen, I might be a little biased. My favorite superhero growing up and to this day is Spider-Man, which I know what you're thinking, Tayson. Why is your favorite superhero Spider-Man? You guys get on here every week and talk about how much you hate spiders. It's kind of like one of those, like, I don't love tomatoes, but I like tomato, like, sauce, or like I don't like apples, but I like apple juice. I'm not saying those apply to me. I'm saying, like, that would be, like, the similar thing here. You know, I don't appreciate the thing in its OG form, but I appreciate, you know, what it's able to give me. And that sounds a little selfish, I'm gonna be honest, now I'm saying it out loud. But hey, we're here anyways. I want to say capes, sure, they might be fashionable, sure, they might add to the ambiance of ooh, look at me, I got powers, I'm cool, but I just don't get it, bro. It seems like a genuine safety hazard. It seems
you know,
like
what
a trip. And you know, not a good one.
Edna Mode says.
Yes. Yes.
Cue that. Put that sound bit in from The Incredibles. No capes. might be copyright, so I probably won't put it in. But
shout out to me for doing a perfect impression. That's anyways.
Right. No
Matthew,
capes.
What's your take on the capes?
Incredible.
On the, yes, that very that, good. What's your take on the capes, no capes? What do you think about them? Do you think they need to be abolished? Do you think they are fine? Or what's your stance here? I'm forcing you to pick a side.
I don't mind capes. I don't mind capes.
You
I
don't?
Think, I well, The Incredibles did, you know, very safety hazard, chokeable for small children under the ages of five, whatever the label says on the boxes, you know.
But I
think, you know, the cape, every time as a kid, maybe a Halloween
don't
costume,
leave your four-year-old alone with this.
every time, like, it's maybe like a Halloween party, or you just put on the cape, you're a superhero. Every time you put, maybe it's like a maybe like a towel cape, you know, you're still a superhero. It gives you the superhero vibe. So I think, as far as like the aesthetic goes, the appearance, capes are very necessary. But as far as the actual thing, it's probably, you know, useless.
Yeah, definitely more of a cool versus comfort debate. Or maybe not that, more so like looks versus like functionality. And hey, if you ask me, if I'm a superhero, looks don't matter. I'm trying to do good. You know what I'm saying?
So looks don't matter. Really.
I need to be functional. I need to be efficient. I need to get down to business to defeat
the Huns.
Exactly. Shout out to Mulan.
Mulan.
Anyway.
Shout out to Mulan.
Yeah. Oh,
good,
I had.
Good,
oh my.
Point.
Sorry. I had a segue, but I forgot it. So I guess we can.
I have
whatever
a,
now.
I have a what's the point.
Go for it, man. Let's cue that sound effect. Custom made, by the way.
What's the point?
I love that.
Now, this might sound really stupid, but...
hey, but... Yeah.
You know, for me, this is how it is for my certain thing.
Here. Hey, we want to know.
When I'm doing the laundry, right, and they're like, if you do colors... you have to do cold temperature of water, right? When doing the laundry. Why is that?
I actually know the answer to this, which...
So what is the point of this, Jason?
Which we created this segment because we wanted to... because we're, you know, we are newly adults, relatively newly adults. And, you know, there are a lot of things that they don't teach a grown up. And right, I'm not talking
how to
about
go
like,
to the post office.
Like how to file your taxes. I just mean like
I don't know how to do that either.
Me neither. But
bro,
I mean, like, dude, what's the point? No. Like
what's
there
the point
are a lot
of America's
like,
federal system.
Yeah, I don't know. But there are a lot of like random like trivial little things that I feel like you just kind of like pick up being an adult, and not everybody is kind enough to share the sugar, you know what I'm saying? But lucky for y'all at home that don't know, and lucky for you, Matthew, I'm sharing sugar for days. So get in line, baby.
Let's go.
But no, I do understand this to a certain extent, because not because I'm a laundry doing master. I wouldn't consider myself that, but I am somebody who dyes my hair a lot. And, when you dye hair,
very much the same thing.
Yeah. When you dye your hair, or at least when I dye my hair, you use colors, right?
Right.
And one particular occasion that I was dyeing my hair, I wanted to dye it half black and half purple, split right down the middle, you know, because I'm cool, whatever. Setting trends out here anyways. And I had learned, not like by trial and error, but just by doing research ahead of time, because I didn't want any mishaps. I didn't want like a black spot bleeding over and vice versa, whatever. I learned that if you wash, like after you put, you know, all your chemicals in, whatever, when you're washing it out, you want to use cold water, because it'll like, basically, so you know, like when things heat up, it's the molecules moving fast, you know?
Okay, Bill Nye.
I'm trying not Teach to get me. Too technical. But like, you know, it's like the molecules move fast. So the
you
cold
sound like
water.
That smart kid who raises his hand and knows the answer for everything.
which is really funny.
Excuse me?
I had a conversation with my old history teacher. Shout out to you, Mikey man.
Mikey.
If you
Mikey
still listen
Mouse.
To this show, by the way, dude. it's been a while.
It's been a while.
We haven't shouted you out in a minute, but if you're still listening, we had a conversation briefly after. he
tell us you're listening.
But yeah, no, we had a brief conversation after class where I'm so off topic right now, but it's okay.
My bad.
But I was like, oh man, you know, like it's such a weird, like, I think I used the word phenomenon.
You probably did.
I don't know if that ends in an O or an N, like phenomenon. Either way, I used that probably. And I was like, yeah, it's so weird. Like, you know, like sometimes as like a student, even when I do know the answer to your question, it feels like there's like this some sort of like, I'm saying this in air quotes, in like there's like this pressure that like I don't want to like raise my hand and put myself out there and like
there's a pressure
because that's awkward and that's duh and like, oh, look at Taysen, he knows all the answers, whatever, even though
you do,
even though
I potentially straight A student,
I might be knowledgeable on the subject, which does not happen.
Whole
in
dictionary
a lot of
memorized.
It happened a couple of times in his class because
period taught
because he was like I mentioned, he was my history teacher, and like I've mentioned probably a billion times before, I like history and I kind of consider myself pretty knowledgeable on the subject. Just kidding. But on the stuff we were learning, I felt comfortable, and so we were having that conversation. I was like, yeah, no, that's so weird. And so yeah, random shout out to that. Anyways, okay. Back to what I was saying before Matthew called me a nerd. But
this is nice
so,
to call you a nerd.
So basically, like, you use cold water so it like it slows down the molecules in there, so the hair doesn't like bleed into itself and like mix your colors. And so it's the same or similar principle when you're talking about clothes, because if you use warm water, all those molecules are going to get all hot and sweaty, and then they're going to all bleed together, right? And then your clothes are all going to come out different colors than they were when you put them in, and nobody wants that. So I use cold water on my hair.
Like the movies.
It turned out great.
Cartoons.
And Matthew, I assume you used cold water on your clothes and now they look the same, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you wanted to try a little experiment.
Because like I hit the, it was like, from the settings I have to hit the button and it goes down from hot to cold, but
yeah,
then like the time kept the same, so I'm like, it's not a time issue, is it? So
yeah,
I was just wondering. Thanks, Tayson, for figuring out what's the point to
the
my
first
question.
Ever, by the way, the first ever what's the point where one of us knew the answer. So huge,
you get a point. You get a point for that. What's the point?
Let's go. That's a new rule. If the other guy knows it, he gets a point, and we'll add him up at the end of the year.
Yeah,
just kidding.
So one to zero.
Let's go.
4 weeks to go.
But yeah, I just wanted to say, or not, I just want to say, but I'm going to say now, I hope that I explained that in like a good enough way to where it made sense to not only you, but the listener.
It's kind of like when the teacher's like, oh, do you understand this? And you're kind of like slowly nod your head.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay. And then you're not really sure. And then you just do it anyways.
Okay.
So yeah, I understand.
Well, because the issue with me specifically, I'm just talking for myself because that's what I do. I'm no Lorax. I speak for no trees. The only tree I speak for is me, baby. Anyways.
Shout out Lorax, man.
Shout out to Danny DeVito. I love everything you're in.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
Zac
bro.
Efron.
Everybody that was in that.
Man.
But yeah, for me, when I understand something to, whether it's, very much understand it or, just, a little bit, I have all the information in my head, but it's kind of a struggle to get it all out in a good presentable way for your ears. You know what I'm saying? So I hope I got enough of it out that everybody's not more confused than they were beforehand. And hey, by the way, if you know the actual answer to why you got to use cold water on your colors, go ahead and leave a 5-star review voice memo and let us know. Call me out, bro.
And then maybe you could get a what's a point to point.
Exactly. And man. And I just want to say, also I got a lot to say. Anyways,
man,
this
you are talkative today.
Random talk, more like Tayson talk for 2 hours. Anyways, I was gonna say it's funny that I bring up the sciencey stuff now, and I'm gonna do it again later in the episode. Fair warning.
Oh god.
I'm gonna bring up some sciencey stuff later.
Future Matthew editing, cut it out. Just kidding.
future Matthew editing. I would like to say, hey buddy, hope you're doing all right. Anyways, I was gonna say it's ironic because I'm also the kid who 20 episodes ago was like, science is not even real. And here I am quoting it on behalf of my argument. Anyways.
Man. Yeah, that is true. We went for purposes in a row. We're
I've since figured it out that science
might
be real. Science, I mean, I've heard some compelling arguments. I'm starting to think science might be real.
Molecules? Did you just make that up or is it real?
I will say, yeah. I will say, whether it's real or not, it is definitely green.
I just listened to that episode.
That's undisputable. I just saw a TikTok that basically just made the same point, science is green. And I was going to send it to you. I forgot. I sincerely apologize. I'll send it to you anyways. But
thanks.
But yeah, we are here on this beautiful, this episode comes out Tuesday, December 7th. So lucky number 7, shout out to y'all.
shout out to y'all, guys.
Your birthday is on December 7th, leave us a voice memo and we will let you be on the show.
My mom's
as in your voice memo, not
my mom's.
You.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, we don't. We hate you. My mom's birthday is on Sunday, so
let's go.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Mama!
Happy birthday, Mama Jeppy, in advance.
Mama Jeppy. All right,
Mommy Jeppy and Papa Jeppy.
That's right.
That's how I refer to Matthew's parents.
That's true.
That's 100% true, by the way. Anyways,
should we do some rapid fire shout outs?
Let's do some rapid fire shout outs.
The energy,
so
bro.
Grateful.
The energy.
Right now. If you can't tell.
I love it. The vibes are here. All right, Tayson,
thanks,
you want to start us off?
Yes, I would love to. My first rapid fire shout out is caffeine. I believe it's a chemical
science term.
It's a Scientology. No, that's something else. But yeah, shout out to caffeine because not only is it coursing through my veins right now and giving me all of the energy that I'm currently displaying so effortlessly, but it also just is just great, you know, makes me Makes me happy. Anyways, Matthew, what's your first rapid fire shout out?
My rapid fire shout out. I said it so fast, I didn't say it at all. Is
said it so fast, didn't say it at all.
The Nike customization for you to customize basketball shoes feature on the website.
That is exactly what it's named, by the way. If you go onto their website, you will find that tab. Yep.
You have to scroll down, you know, it's down there.
So have you been visiting this site?
I have been visiting the site. I've been accepting the cookies and I've been visiting.
Let's go. Give me all your cookies. Which, by the way, I might know about.
What's the point of cookies?
I might know about molecules, but what are cookies, bro?
Oh my goodness.
Every time I see that, I genuinely imagine like some grandma being like, "Do you accept my cookies?" And I'm like, "Yeah, bro. What?
BYOG.
Accept all cookies. Give them to me. I don't discriminate.
Give me my grandma's cookies, baby.
Chocolate chip. The other ones. Give them
all
to
the
me,
cookies,
man.
All the
yeah,
cookies.
Bro. Oreos, which, by the way, I'll let you continue on your thing, but I think I just figured out my next shot. Anyways,
okay, yeah. So, ever since got my designing and 2K shoes, I gotta go to real life and make some shoes, and maybe it's fun though, because they're kind of expensive, so maybe got to treat myself sometime in the future. But once I got the money,
hey, that could be something. That could be something.
But it's fun to just customize your own shoes. All right, your turn.
All right, my shout out, rapid fire shout out. My next one, my second one, is gonna be immersion into a new culture. Yeah, because I found out. I didn't like hire a private investigator to find this out. It was just posted about everywhere that a basketball star, Giannis Antetokounmpo, just learned that you could dunk Oreos in milk and it does something to him. And so now apparently that's his favorite thing. And I just want to say that's really cool because, that might be something really basic to you or I, Matthew, who've been living in this culture for a while, but Tim, it's a new thing. Shout to learning new things, or immersion into a new culture.
I read that.
I don't know that
to the Chinese
I don't know that
Spanish.
I don't know that dipping Oreos in your milk is culture.
Probably not.
But if anything is American culture, world. It's got to be food hacks.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Shout out to that. All right, my next one is the record feature on TV, cable stuff. Love going back, watching some Miss Jazz
underrated,
games.
So underrated.
Shout out to the record button.
My next rapid fire shout out is going to be none other than glassware.
We're just going to name everything that's in our room.
No, not just because I have a cup sitting right in front of me. But just because it's so cool to be able to see what you're drinking without it being spilt on the floor. You can hold it and see it, but it doesn't
genius.
Spill all over you. It's
wow.
Novel idea. And it's see-through, bro.
All right. I have a rapid-fire shout out. Oh, sorry.
Just to bootleg off of that, shout out to transparency. A scientific property.
Light refraction, light reflection. You already know.
Huge shout out. Anyway,
I have a shout out, but there's a story attached to it, so it's story time.
Oh, love it. Okay,
on the show. So I'm gonna try to get better with my story time here.
We love it.
I'll try to not go super long and include every single detail of my life in there. But
what are you trying to say?
No. For me, because I'm listening to past episodes and I just keep in details. I shouldn't be in there,
No, I get it. I get it. But that definitely felt like a
personal attack. No. I love your stories.
Thanks, buddy.
And your dreams. And
hey,
child of your
dreams.
I need to share that story on here. Just read that.
Yeah, you do.
But
yeah, all
dramatic
seven
reading. Yeah,
that's the most epic thing.
All right. So here's a story. I'm hanging out with Isaac. Shout out Isaac. He's been on the
Isaac
podcast.
Former guest on the show.
Two times.
maybe three if traded. Maybe come three. Back
on. But I'm hanging out with Isaac. What were we even doing? Oh, we were doing something. Oh, okay. I have many things to say, but I'm gonna
wait. What were we even doing? Oh, I know. Like, we were doing something.
I was like, why was he at my house?
Yeah, he was just there.
Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna include every single detail.
Do it. Okay, do it. I need it. I need all of it.
Okay, so we're this choir concert at the middle school for my younger brother, right? And I go, and it's like the first time being in the middle school in that area in like a long time. So that was a weird feeling being back, you know.
Probably since you were middle schooler.
Probably.
Yeah.
And so, you know, already it's just like anytime you're walking down like a street or going to a building you haven't been in so long, like,
oh,
it's just crazy, bro. It's insane. One more.
Literally, I'm not going to take away from your story for too long, but I just want to say, especially even just like just driving on that specific road that like the middle school is on, just going past it and just my eyeballs just
pops out,
jump out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Run away.
I can't handle the nostalgia, bro. That's
dude, seriously. And so, okay. So that was like the first time being, cause like I've been in the middle school for basketball games, but it was only one in the gym. Right. So I hadn't been in the hallways in forever.
Yeah.
And so finally get back in the hallways. It's totally weird. Go to the choir concert. See Isaac. Isaac, how's it going? You know? And then the next day we go to the high school. Okay. Together.
Yeah.
And that was like the first time being back in the hall since we graduated, which is insane.
Yeah.
It was like that's like their world now. Like that's no longer part of my world. Like I am not, that's not my setting of my story now anymore, you know?
Yeah.
That was weird. Totally weird. So we got the middle school and the high school, you know, just experience back to back. And it was crazy. And then we actually go from the high school back to the middle school to pick up some siblings. Anyways, it was funny. Shout out Mr. Wrigley. You're the best. But anyways, here's the story. It's coming back together. We're driving home from the middle school to my house, and then we're going to plan like what we were supposed to do for the thing that we were at the high school for, you know, because like Thunder Vision stuff and, you know, and then
by the way, quick shout out to the t-shirt you're rocking right now. Potentially got a little something to do with a little something.
Stay tuned.
We are not on YouTube. You cannot see my t-shirt.
Right. I'll draw it on the doodle on the cover art. I'll put that in there. But we're at my house now, and Isaac starts talking to my younger brother, and they start talking music, and we start listening to music and guitar, and we're just chilling, we're just vibing.
Yeah.
And then it gets to dinner time, you know, it gets dark outside. We're like, hey, we got to go, because my parents left, like, and the rest of my family members left.
Yeah.
And so it's just me, Isaac, and then my two younger brothers, in the house. We're like, hey, let's go grab something to eat, you know?
Okay.
So we're like, where should we go? And no one's really saying anything, like, I don't know, let's, you pick, or I don't know, you know, so we go to the coupons, shout out coupons, coming in clutch, go to Subway, okay, haven't been to Subway in forever, hop in the car, grab our coupons, drive down to Subway, okay,
okay,
and I don't know about you, but every time I've been to Subway, like, there's been nobody there, I mean, the customer service is just like, okay, what do you want, you know, they're just kind of like,
Just
always running out of cheese and mustard and whatever.
Yeah, just 100% going through the motions for sure.
Yeah. And so, and it's packed. Like, there's a big line. Some people in front of us even leave because they don't want to wait in line.
Yeah.
They're like, it's okay, we're chilling. We're close enough. Like, moving up. So we get there, you know, we order, which, man, you know about me and ordering stuff, man. We get our sandwiches, you know, we're at the end of the table, get to the cashier.
Yeah.
And I give, because I'm in the back, you know, I'm the last person in our group to order.
Okay.
And so I hand the coupons to my younger brother, Adam, to like, hey, here's the coupons. Can you scan them? Already, first one is like red flag, I guess. Not really red flag. The sketchiness is already off.
He uses coupons to Subway. Red flag.
No, like one of the coupons didn't work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, uh-oh, you know.
Oh, darn.
And then it's declining. The card's declining. And I'm like, nuts. Dang it, not now. Like, you know how us, every time something goes wrong at the cash register.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've talked about it before. It's like, dang it. And so now the guy's like, because he was already trying to get us a discount from the coupon because the coupon was his scanning. So he's like, here, I'll just punch in the discount for you. So shout out to you. And yeah, then
shout out.
And then he's like, I'm just going to discount all of them because this card's not working. And so he starts discounting all of them. They were already discounted because of the coupons. But
yeah.
Like, he goes even lower.
Yeah.
Not that
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
I mean, only 30 or 50 more cents, you know?
But hey,
but he's going. But, you know, I keep trying the card, decline.
Yeah.
The lady, this is the second, like, red flag or whatever. The lady next to me, you know, she's ordering. And she's already frustrated because when she came in, she had a mobile pickup that didn't go through. And she now has to reorder everything. And like, she's trying to talking on the phone. She's talking on the phone while she's like, you know, ordering. And now my card doesn't work. So now I'm holding up her even more.
Yeah.
Now it's apparently the most popular place to be in South Saratoga. There's a whole bunch of people on Subway now. Now the line's like, you know, not out the door, but it's big. It's bigger.
Yeah.
And now I'm probably at the cash register for about 10 minutes now. And the guy behind, you know, is... The manager's not there. There's only two people working. There's like three people working. The manager's not even there. So he's like, here, I have to like, he's not even calling his manager. He's texting him, which, you know, that's not as fast.
Yeah, come on.
And he's like sending photos and like, no, just call him. And so, you know, I'm holding up the line. The lady next to me, you know, shout out to her. These are all like random prior shout outs here. But the lady to her, I really thought she was going to be like this really impatient kind of Karen type of character,
yeah,
you know,
okay. Yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, you know, we got to go, like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how they sound in my head. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is embarrassing. Like, I got my friend here, my family. We just want to eat some food, you know, Friday night, you know.
yeah.
And we're going. And now the car doesn't work. And, you know, we're really hungry for some Subway. And, you know, we hyped it up. And now the car's not working. The lady's next to me. And then she goes like this. She's like, you know, you're supposed to have money, right? I'm like, I kind of stare at her, and then I'm kind of like a little frustrated because, you know, the manager and everything, and, you know, and I look at her, and then she goes, I'm just kidding. I'm like, oh my gosh, because I was about to ready to like go full on.
Lose it.
I was about to go, you serious, lady? Is that what we're supposed to do here?
She probably.
I was ready to get into it.
She probably looked you in your eyes,
no,
realized
like,
her mistake, and was like, just kidding.
No. Well, it came out sarcastically, but like because of my mindset, I didn't receive it that way.
Oh, because you were already in panic mode.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
hear that, you're like.
Yeah. And like, and I'm kind of like the people pleaser in me is just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No. yeah.
And
yeah.
I think I made a joke like, is that what you're supposed to do in America? You know, pretend like I'm, that wasn't funny.
My favorite, by the way, my favorite thing about like going out in public with Matthew is like, I mean, listen, I do this too, but it's just really, it's different when you see another person doing it. And well, like, you know, like your friend or whatever. And like when he gets nervous, again, everything I'm saying about him applies to me as well. So this is no knock. This is no shade. But like, you know, when he gets in those like nervous little moments, little interactions, you lose all of your sense of not necessarily rationale, but you're just like, you
I
know,
start
like
swearing at everyone. Just kidding.
But like you tend to like ramble and you're like almost overcompensating in a way.
Kind of fill in the awkward space, you know. I don't really do well in
exactly.
awkwardness. So I'm like, you know, I look down the line of the Subway people, and of course they're not ordering yet because, you know, now the employee who was fixing the sandwiches has now come over to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wow.
And like, so I look over and everyone's just kind of like, you know, kind of their hands on their hip looking after me. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. Like, this is happening. Like, you guys can go ahead and pay. Like, they can cancel the order to like, just pay. But the dude's not even listening to me. Like, the guy behind the thing he's still on his phone. And I'm like, cancel the order, please. They need to get their food, right?
Traffic jam.
Yeah, yeah. But then he's like, you know what? I'll just pay for it. So shout out Mason at Subway for paying for our food. I got to pay him back somehow, but shout out Mason. These are all my rapid fire shout outs.
Should buy him a sandwich.
Yeah. Shout out Mason from Subway and the lady for not being a Karen and everyone being patient. And yeah, so that's my story.
Yeah.
Stressful times, man.
Woo! Woo! That's I wow. I mean,
you would have died if you were there. You would have walked away.
Oh, I almost peed just listening to your story. It was not fun. But I will say, yes, huge shout out to Mason. I feel like, I mean, I don't know if this is just a thing of just like going out with your friends, but I feel like these past couple of times, at least that I've noticed, that like you've like gone out to places, you like just the service has been impeccable. like obviously, you know,
the McDonald's workers.
Shout out to Mason. Yes, of course. Shout out to the multiple McDonald's workers that Matthew will desperately beg to have a even better day than he.
That's right. That's right. Compliment a day.
Yeah, huge shout out to that. Matthew, is it a little Ooh. Premature for me to say All right.
I'm dying back here.
Let's try that again. Take
the
two.
The water got stuck in my throat. Okay.
Matthew.
Yes.
Would it be premature of me to say it's time to get grateful?
Not at all.
Let's
We're already
go.
In this grateful mood. We're
Let's go. We
out.
Are. We are. Let's go. This is completely what the podcast has become. It's just us being grateful, man.
Favorite time of the year.
Let's go. Okay, so I want to start this off by saying, yes, we are going to get grateful. This is our grateful segment. Arguably our most grateful segment. I don't know. You could maybe throw what's the point in that argument. Just kidding. But yes, it is now the time. Get your sound effects ready, kids. Kids.
Kids.
Get your sound effects ready, kids. It is time for everybody's favorite segment and the only one that's survived as long as it has.
Wait, keep going. Keep talking.
All right. It is time, everyone, for, like I said, not only all of your favorite segments, but also my favorite segment, because who doesn't love to get a little grateful, especially during this time of year? The holidays are coming.
Not me.
Your family's around you a little more often than usual, and that's okay. All right. It'll be over in a couple of weeks. We're good.
So you don't have to build gingerbread houses by yourself.
Yes. Oh gosh.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I
and a lonely
like that.
Cut.
Yikes. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, people, it is time for FOUR. I mean,
FOUR.
FOUR. For the yay of the day.
Sorry, that line was delayed there.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But hey, let's do it. Yay the day. Now,
our sound guy, you're fired.
Fired. Never coming back again. Anyways, yes, this is time to get
now
grateful.
Open auditions for sound effect on
yes.
the Ram Talk podcast.
Leave a 5-star review voice memo with your audition
Resume.
Tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Best yay.
Yes.
Your yay the day. And yep. All
you're
right.
You're in. It is a non-paid internship.
Right.
Anyways, I want to take this time to say, yes, we are getting super duper grateful, even more than we were before, but we're also,
we'll pay you in Subway gift cards.
We might just get a little educational.
What? Oh my goodness.
Listen, I know what you're thinking.
Can I go first? So
Whoa,
you can have all the
what,
time in the world.
Hey, listen, I'm getting there. Listen,
okay.
I'm going to say, I know I've been on
We do
science.
Have one dot
yes.
on our battery life.
Oh, yes.
I forgot to charge it.
We might.
Fair warning.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm going to say, I know I've been on a bit of a science kick today. It's not going to stop. I did foreshadow this. I did warn you all. So despite your many sighs of grief and your eye rolls and your, yeah. all of your frustrated grunts and whatever else, throw it my way because
Loser.
I Boom. Am just here to be grateful. You sound like my TikTok comments. Okay, anyways.
Does this guy have
Matthew,
a wife?
Matthew, you...
What a loser.
I'm not even going to say it. But yeah, anyways, be nice to people in the comments. Matthew, your yay of the day. Please dish it to me on a silver platter or
silver
whatever
platter.
Kind of platter you'd like.
I have no platter.
A fleshy one.
My hand.
My hand.
My of the day has to go to ice packs, as in, you know, ice packs.
Yes, I've heard of them.
I keep saying as in because this week I've been spelling tests, and so
you've been explaining a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, spell the word watch
as in.
Yeah, yeah. So excuse me if I keep saying watching as in you a lot. Yeah, no,
take that this would test, be incorrect.
You losers. But ice packs. Injured my thumb playing basketball, so ice pack that sucker up. You know, ice packs are good, you know, for injury. Yay!
But to all of you out there, be careful.
And the nurse has been busy with their ice packs at school, man. You ever got an ice pack from the school nurse?
No, I
just like bag of ice.
I was pretty cautious growing up. I looked proud of myself on that. No, but I'll say this, you know, since I'm full of facts today, be careful, kiddies, icing yourself, because we don't want nerve damage. And so just make sure you're doing it in monitored, conservative
adult supervision increments.
Please don't go crazy and forget about it and fall asleep and wake up to a bum knee that you can't feel. Then you'd be like me, and that's no fun. Anyways, great year today,
Matthew. Jason doesn't actually have a left pinky toe because he left an ice pack on it too long.
Yeah, yeah. So I just kind of, I lean, really. Shout out to Grandma Eileen! Leaning tower, Jason. Okay, my yay of the day.
Lost cookies, man.
Now, yes. Now I had I usually come up with these relatively on the spot, but today I had a little bit of time, and by time I mean I thought about this like yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. So I did some research and I came up with some facts, and it is 100% coincidental that I have been sciencey this episode, because I was planning on being sciencey with this segment, but nothing else. So it's just been a fun little
science special,
a happy accident, as my good friend Bob Ross would say. My yay of the day today goes to, and Matthew's been awaiting this, I kind of teased it to him. My yay of the day. I'm gonna let you take a guess. I'm gonna give you an acronym, and I want you to tell me what it stands for.
Okay.
My yay of the day. R, as in robot.
Good, thank you.
B, as in Bartholomew, and C, as in carriage.
Okay, robot, Bartholomew, carriage. Is that the acronym? Is that what it's saying?
Or maybe just say robot baby carriage. Yeah.
We got RBC. Roll Brigham Country. Rolling Brigham Country.
Yes. Shout out.
Let's go.
No, my yay of the day, everybody. Red blood cells. Let's go. Can I get them? No? Okay. Anyways, my yay of the day, red blood cells. Listen, no hate to white blood cells. No hate to any other cells. But listen.
Who is this guy? Why did we have him on the podcast?
I took a physiology class.
Are you sure this is Tayson here?
Yes. I took a physiology class my senior year, and we talked a lot about, I mean, we talked a lot about red blood cells, but that's not the point. Now, listen.
What is the point? Do.
Now, I am afraid to butcher this, but I'm just going to go for it anyways. Red blood cells,
RBCs, or
also known as the technical scientific name, erythrocytes. I will not be using that term. But we're gonna stick with RBCs. Red blood cells. Did you know, Matthew?
Hit me up, baby.
Listen, I'm not gonna go into detail about these facts because I have, as you can see by my hands, I have 10 quick facts.
These are your
about red blood cells.
This is the big book you would buy at the big fair, book fair, that's like, did you know book, you know, it's always random science facts.
But on the cover, it's just like a picture of me holding, like holding a computer generated red blood cell. Yeah, please draw that in the cover art. Just kidding. Did you know, Matthew, that and this is just average humans. It varies from, you know, who you are and even to like, you know, different organisms that also carry
my RBCs. To our listeners out there, it's okay if you
fall. I'm sorry. You can leave. I honestly don't care. Thank you for listening to this point. Anyways, did you know, Matthew, that the average blood flow in a human is,
let me guess,
please,
36 miles per hour.
No, 3 to 4 miles per hour.
Oh,
but isn't that speedy, bro? Like think about it.
But if
you're inside of your body, there are red blood cells cruising at a cool 4 miles an hour right now. That's crazy.
That's like a scooter down a hill.
Yeah, but in your arm. Anyways, also, did you know that
I want to be the guesser here.
Okay. How long do you think it takes?
Random talk trivia. RBC edition.
Let's go. How long do you think it takes for one red blood cell to circulate your entire circulatory system on average?
I'm going to say 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
The answer, Matthew, is 20 seconds. 2 weeks. Okay.
I don't know how big that is. I was thinking like orbiting around the sun. Just orbiting around your system. Like a planet.
Yes, please think of it that way.
Orbiting, okay. RC.
Okay.
RCB. Or
okay. RCs. What percentage of your blood do you think is made up by red blood cells?
88%.
88?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to tell you, but it's actually only 40 to 45%.
Wow.
You also got to take into account white blood cells, and platelets, bro. Can't be forgetting this.
Shout out to my guys, the platelets.
Shout out to my platelets out there.
Spotify platelets.
Okay, now Matthew, in one drop of blood, how
this is
many
the stupidest
red
thing
cells?
We've ever done on the show.
I am having fun. Don't ruin it for me. In one drop of blood, how many red blood cells do you think, on average, are in that one drop of blood, Matthew?
Oh, I actually know this.
I'll give you a hint. It's a big number.
Okay. 3,231,625.
Close. It's actually 5 million. So.
Oh, I was only 2 million off.
Technically a little less because you added on some extra digits there.
True.
But yeah. Okay. Now, this one, I don't know how to form this into a question, so I'm just going to say it. Did you know that almost all cells in your body contain DNA except for red blood cells?
No, I didn't.
Whoa! Isn't that cool?
I did not know that, Tayson. That's
also
crazy.
Also, red blood cells contain no nucleus, which, as we know, is like the brain, which means they're just flying through you with no brain. Crazy. Okay. No,
this
Matthew,
is just a conversation
you're not that far off. Anyways, what percentage? We're doing another percentage. What percentage of all of the cells in your body is made up by red blood cells? My yay of the day, by the way.
Because
they're so cool.
What was the question again? What I was trying to think of a joke.
What? Jeez, Matthew, get your head in the game.
Cell phones.
Oh, that's funny because they're cells. Anyways, what percentage of all of the cells in your body, keep in mind, there are a lot. What percentage of all of those cells are red blood cells?
This is where the 88% is.
Matthew. Is that okay? Is that your final answer? 88%. Okay. Actually, it's only 25%. That's what I was trying to say.
One fourth.
That's what I was trying to say. Keep in mind, a lot of cells, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta use my context, please.
Exactly. This is such an educational episode. throw back to the good old days of Random Talk when we used to educate and motivate. Oh my gosh.
This is just the red blood cell sewed.
Yeah, let's go. cell phones. Okay, Matthew. What is the average lifespan? So keep in mind, you said that you thought that a red blood cell took 2 weeks to orbit your body.
Yes.
So with that in mind,
the word orbit.
I'm gonna
use that for.
Please do.
And I'll be orbiting around the city to come pick you up.
Okay. Cool. What do you think? With that in mind, what do you think is the average lifespan of a red blood cell?
I'm gonna go right in the middle and say 15 months.
Okay, so I might need to do some math to figure out if you were in the acceptable window, but the answer that I got
30
is between 100 and 120 days. So I don't know if you do.
I think that's over
15 months.
Carry the one.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm not doing it. Okay.
Well, anyways, yeah. Okay, last trivia thing.
Last question.
We turn this into a fun little game. Where in the body do red blood cells initially develop? Where do they begin their journey before they begin to orbit? Before they're sent out into orbit. your whole body.
5, 4, 3, 2. I'm gonna say.
Just by the way, just quick little
technical term.
Just quick little hint, because you haven't gotten any right. This is not this place, this whatever, not an organ. So it's not like, oh, the liver, or, you know, it's, yeah. But please do get your sciencey terms on.
it's not a what?
It's not an organ, like a liver or a kidney or even a heart.
Dang it. I was searching that up right now.
Exactly, bro. That's why I gave you a hint. I knew that's where you were going.
I'm going to say the capacitance vents vessels.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because most of the blood volume, which is actually 60%, is contained within the vein. So,
Matthew, I am elated to inform you that red blood cells actually initially develop in bone marrow.
Incorrect. I'm right. That's no way possible.
I've been there before.
The Magic School Bus, they took me to my bone marrow. And no red blood cells in there. They were orbiting around the veins.
Well, you might need to more carefully look at what shows you're watching. Anyways.
Dude, speaking of Magic School Bus, there's like this little classroom in the school that I would pass out on my way outside.
Yeah.
And I would catch it, and they would be watching a Magic School Bus in there, like on their screen. And I'm like, I just want to sneak in really fast and just stay there.
Bro, you should. Episode.
Man. Anyways, thanks for that awesome trivia. We've learned so much here.
The tone switch mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for that awesome trivia. Anyways.
Man.
Woo. Thank you for joining us for this installment of the A of the Day segment.
Yeah, that was the A of the Day.
That's my goal, make you forget what you're doing.
I just want to say, Tyson, it's the end of the year. This episode's almost wrapping up, but you know what is. Hold on. Back to one and action. Tyson, it's the end of the year, and this episode's almost wrapping up, but you know that. Hold on. Back to one. It's almost.
Please keep that in the episode. Please keep both of those in the episode. Please, genuinely, Matthew, editing this, future Matthew, please keep that in. That is
the
so
episode
funny.
Is almost wrapping up, but you know what has already wrapped up?
My
Spotify.
Christmas present.
No.
Oh.
Spotify Wrapped. How's that this year for you?
Well, I know we mentioned this at the top of the show, but I do want to say, if Random Talk was featured anywhere in your Spotify Wrapped, you at home, the listener, because obviously it was on ours, feel free to send us a quick screenshot and we'll hit
show
you with
you some love.
Hit you with a follow, maybe a like. I don't know, something. Whatever you do on your socials.
We'll donate some RBCs to you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I don't know if we can do that. That seems a little legal. But anyways. Nice. Even if we weren't featured, thank you for listening to our Spotify audience. Look forward to some exciting new features on Spotify in the coming weeks. Ooh,
maybe.
Who knows? Maybe.
Potench.
If that works out. But yeah, I just want to say, yeah, obviously, thank you to everybody. We had a great year in terms of, it was a lot better than last year in terms of performance as a podcast. And obviously that is, I mean, sure, we've like made changes ourselves, but that is largely accredited to you all, so thank you again.
All and 6 million of you.
Yes, we appreciate it. And I also would like to say that just in terms of my Spotify Wrapped,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty satisfied.
This your first Spotify Wrapped experience? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but last year you weren't on the Spotify train. So
How was it for you? It was really exciting because I posted a little meme or whatever, and it was like all the Apple Music listeners watching people do their Spotify Wrapped.
That's the only thing that bugs me about Spotify Wrapped is that people post them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, just send me. You don't have to.
It's almost kind of.
I don't
of,
care that you're listening to Taylor Swift 24/7.
It's almost in a similar vein as posting concerts.
Right, you
know what I mean? Like,
and by similar vein, you mean similar capacitance vessels.
Yep.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's clear. Anyways, I do want to say, you know, I'm pleased with my Spotify Wrapped, my first experience. Thank you, Spotify, for supplying that. Obviously, thank you, Spotify, for also supplying and distributing our podcast.
Mm.
We love you for that. I mean, listen, we love all platforms equally. If you are home to even just one of our listeners, if you are home to our podcast, we love and appreciate you. But you know, Spotify Wrapped is obviously something that you can look forward to regardless of any of that stuff. So shout out to that. Matthew, what was your like your highlight of like your Spotify Wrapped that like you're like oh, that was my number one song. Like, oh, yeah, I'm proud of that. Yeah. I want to share that. Or just like, what was like one thing that you want to share?
My number one song I did not think was my number one song.
Really?
Like, I didn't even think of it. Like, apparently it was. And part of that's just because like, I don't have, getting choked up about this.
I just love this song so much.
No, part of it is that like, I don't have premium. So it's just shuffling and sometimes the shuffle just shuffles the same song.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is just like, I put it in another playlist, so I also play it, so it gets double shuffled.
Name the
it's
episode.
A dance move. It's a dance move that
do the double shuffle,
kind of like the loony in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way,
shout out to that
is a name for your crazy uncle.
That's wrong. But
or
could
for
be.
The or another name for the winery in Matthew's basement.
That's right.
Anyways,
so it wasn't my top song. I really thought it would be like, I honestly thought it would be Driver's License. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Because season one,
well,
or no, season two, the first
been,
10 episodes of that.
It's like all we talked
Olivia
about.
Rodrigo and,
yeah. I mean, woo! To be fair, though.
It's a great song.
Yeah. I mean, but no, seriously. I mean, you know, having virtually all year to listen to it. I mean, it came out
like
January 15th, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know, but why
I know that for sure off the top of my
head. why did they post it early December? Why not do it early January?
That is a really good point.
I could still get my number one in the last month. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know.
I did kind of have that same thought too, just because like it just seems like this is when you're giving me the data. When are you like starting to collect it? You know what I mean? Like is December counting into next year's stats now, or you know what I mean? So yeah, I think, yeah. I don't know, man. That is a very good point though. For me, I think there weren't many surprises in terms of like, you know, like upsets for like top songs or whatever. But I will say just like the, not necessarily the validation, but just like the cool feeling of just like having like my own personalized experience, like, and whatever is always super cool.
That's one of my favorite things, is just like even like 2K, how it just keeps track of all your stats. Mm-hmm. Like just having stats for yourself or like those things are so fun.
yeah.
How long your so RCBs travel orbit?
Shout out to you, 2 weeks. Red blood cells.
Man,
if you guys, I mean, you know, I mentioned if we're on your Spotify app, but I mean, just if that's you okay just,
if you're not,
hey, next year,
next year,
because you can, but no, because you can still listen to all the old episodes,
binge listen to them,
binge. But hey,
it's definitely a point, because I'm re-listening to them for a future episode coming up soon, guys. Stay tuned. But
what?
And then, like, the early season 2 episodes, there's a lot less editing, but more editing than season 1. And mm-hmm. so the rhythm that I've got now editing them is completely different from what I got. Yeah. So when I'm re-listening to it, I'm like, Matthew, make the cut then. Why did you leave that in there? Matthew, no. So, yeah. Anyways.
Matthew, no. No. No, I had a similar experience today, actually. But yeah.
That's all I've written down.
And also, hey, if you I was gonna say, what was your top song on your Spotify Wrapped, and did it like surprise you, or have you known from the start that this was gonna be your number one song? Go leave a voice message, let us know, tell us, say that in the voice message, because that's what voice messages are. Message for your voice, and we'll play those and react to your top song.
Yeah, I at least want one voice message sent in before the end of the season.
That would be
epic. Something. What a Christmas gift that would be.
Yeah,
but we're coming close to the episode today.
we're coming close to the end of the episode.
Stay tuned for at least one more special guest and YouTube episode.
Well, yeah, hopefully two, maybe one. Maybe none, who knows, just kidding,
hopefully one.
We will be on YouTube by the end of, obviously, again, yeah, by the end of the year. So stay tuned for that. So
it's been a fun year, and I'm gonna save these for the later episodes coming out.
Yeah, me too.
Right now, I'm just in the end of the year vibes of, you know, I was like, great year, I'll set some, you know, goals for next year. But I just like want to recap everything now, but I mean,
especially you get to this time of year, especially, you know, we're creeping into the early stages of December. You get into that. And I mean, you start seeing things like Spotify Wrapped and da da da, and people, mm-hmm. you know, recapping the year, and it really gets you in that kind of mood. So
are you going to dump on your feed? At the end of the year, do an end of year dump.
Instagram. I did last year,
and that's the only time I've posted since then. So
that is,
I bring
that
it
is,
back.
That is funny. I did think about that, because I was like, oh man, duh. But as I was like looking through my pictures, I was like,
only get like 5 or 6 in there.
it's like 2021 dump, and it's just like one picture of like me and like some cow, or you know what I mean. So
grass.
Yeah, shout out to cows. Anyways, we appreciate all the listens this year. We appreciate all the listens last year. We appreciate all the listens next year, because I assume somebody's gonna listen next year. Bold assumption, who knows. But yes, thank you very, very much for joining us on season 2, episode 47 of the Random Talk podcast. Shout out to Andrei Kirilenko, my favorite Russian man. Yeah, yep. I'm pretty confident in saying that. And yeah, we hope you have had a super great year. We hope you continue to have a great year.
It's not over yet, baby. And
obviously, you know, best of luck to not only any one individual listener, but just best of luck to literally the whole world at this point, because we need it moving forward into 2022. I'm not going to get into it, but this next year has been one that I've been looking forward to for
ever,
for give or take 1,437 days, give or take. And so, yeah, I'm very excited about that personally. I hope you all are staying your safest, staying your happiest, staying your healthiest, and staying your best. Thank you so much for listening. Matthew, any final remarks?
Thanks for listening. Go check out last episode with Cameron, special guest. It's YouTube. Yeah. That was a party. Thanks for listening. I just said that already, but thanks for listening.
three times.
And enjoy this song that I'm going to play at the end to get you pumped
up. Surprise. And one last thing, please take care of
your mushrooms.
Take care of your entire body, including your mind. I can't emphasize that enough. But today, special shout out to taking care of your red blood cells. Make sure that you're hydrated to the point where they're going to be a nice, healthy consistency. You don't want them all dried up, because then you're going to risk some bad stuff. Like, but at the same time, I know what I sound like. I get it. But I'm saying it anyway.
You sound like the guy that comes in for school's assemblies and like, remember, kids. Yeah.
Remember, kids. Everyone. Matthew's little brother. I know you're listening. But hey, take care of your red blood cells. Make sure they're not too shriveled up, but make sure they're not too plump, because they will burst. Okay.
Oh, and my. Dr. Taysen, just like a
grape.
Dr. Taysen is here.
Think of your red blood cells as grapes. You don't want them too plump. You don't want them too dried up. So, I mean, hey, who doesn't mind a good raisin? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Be nice to people.
That's what it's all about.
We are Random Talk, and that's all for now. See you later.
Till next week. See ya.
Bye. Enjoy this song.
Help with that. Wish you